So we come to chapter 3, role of ARP in supply chain management. The agenda we are going to cover: what is the importance of ERP, why we need the ERP, implementing a supply chain using a ERP, various approaches to ERP implementation, and then finally the summary. So what is the importance of ERP? A typical ERP package deals with the various stages of supply chain that can be used to effectively manage a supply chain. Very generic statement, okay? ERP is a philosophy where one tries to integrate the value chain of the organization to reduce the wastage or slack of the entire process of delivering the end product right from the sourcing of the raw material. There is a positive and significant relationship between ERP systems, that is integration, material management, production planning, and controlling, and SEM performance. So ERP basically integrates all the processes of an organization, not just the supply chain, the entire value chain, all the functions which are involved in the organization. And it integrates the value chain to reduce the wastage, any slack, and it will deliver the right product at the most optimized or effective cost. And there is a very significant relationship between ERP systems, and the SEM performance. And this is one of the driving force why more and more industries are going for the ERP, for the evident benefits that they derive from an ERP system. So how ERP can boost the supply chain management? So one is, it helps you in the inventory management, global visibility, real-time reporting, vendor performance, material requirement planning, risks and fraud prevention. Inventory management. So ERP systems that have a supply chain integration benefit from having a comprehensive inventory tracking system to help the business control and manage their inventory product stock. ERP by nature can track every aspect of the supply chain, right from, what are the PRs which are open, that means purchase requisition, what are the purchase orders which are open, what are the materials which have been received, which are under inspection, what are the usable stocks which are lying in the inventory. Even in the operations, in the production area, in the manufacturing area, what are the inventories lying at various stage of manufacture and the finished product. So right up to the time the materials are invoiced and dispatched from the site, manufacturing site, there is a clear visibility of the inventory in every form throughout the value chain. So with the integrated supply chain and ERP, businesses can organize and categorize their inventory better, manage detailed warehouse data, and record various product movement. In an ERP system, all the transactions are captured. There is a complete traceability. So you actually can trace back a material as to when it came, when was the GRN done, or when the inspection was done, what was the outcome of the inspection, what were the quality parameters. So all this information can be traced. This provides supply chain managers with a greater understanding of what inventory is on hand, what has been shipped out, what hasn't, and where the inventory is at all times. So like we said, the visibility is right from the time the material reaches your warehouse till the time the material is shipped out. And in some cases, you can even trace the material right up to the time it reaches the customer or the dealer or distributor that you may have. So talking about the global visibility, since ERP systems act as one-stop shop for all the tracking needs, having an ERP to provide a holistic, consolidated view of the entire supply chain allows companies to make a view of the entire supply chain, allows companies to be better informed, make better decisions, around ordering and purchasing. So take an example. You have an order from the market. It tells you how much material is in transit. That means whatever material you have shipped out. It tells you what is the material which is currently lying, the finished product lying in your warehouse. It tells you what is the material right now being manufactured. And it also tells you what are the raw materials you have and what is the manufacturing plan you have. So this kind of a transparency and visibility will let you plan the material so that you are not overproducing the material. You are taking into account whenever you look at a demand, you are looking at the complete inventory, you know, right from the material which is, you know, yet to be delivered to the dealer distributor and backwards right up to your manufacturing or even up to the raw material stage or the scheduling stage. That means you have scheduled a production and you know that this production is going to be available by a certain date. So that visibility is also available in the ERP system. By providing manufacturers with details about how and where the inventory is located throughout the supply chain, it gives them the ease of talking to customers with greater confidence about their orders. Again, we are talking about visibility. Again, we are talking about available to promise. So, in fact, most of the ERP systems, they have a module available to promise. So if the material is readily available in stock and the stock has not already been allocated to any particular order, it will tell you that this material is available for immediate shipment. So you can fulfill the order. Now, in case you have stocks which have already been allocated and there is material in the production, then it will tell you when this material is likely to be available, based on which you can promise the customer when the material is expected. And based on the availability of the material at your end, you can even promise when the material will be delivered to the customer, which could be your dealership, or you know, once the dealer gets it, then he can make a promise to the customer depending upon the time it takes for him to further process the order. Managers and upper management executives have a greater oversight into every part of the supply chain in an integrated supply chain management or ERP solution, so they can identify issues and find solutions much faster. So you have a very visible system. So in the old system, in the traditional method, you don't have this kind of a visibility. And also what we saw is that in a ERP system, the data is a real-time data. So let us say that somebody issues a material or let's say a finished goods order has been just executed, the system will reflect the current status at that point of time. So if you have sold out X number of units, your inventory will immediately reflect the reduced stock level after these X units have been shipped out or invoiced. Real-time reporting. So reporting manually always runs the risk of less frequency because of the labor intensive and manual process. Requires to gather any information, and this leads to poor decision because they are made out of date and or inaccurate information. So in the traditional system, what happens is that you do not know what is happening at the other end. So while somebody is manufacturing the product, you don't know what is happening to the sales or what is happening to the warehouse. Well, in an ERP system, because it's an integrated system, you can have a view of up-to-date information and you can very accurately pinpoint and say that at this point of time, this is the inventory I have and this is real-time information. So if the next minute, if there is a transaction which adds to the inventory or reduces the inventory, you would know that also through the system. With an integrated supply chain management or ERP system, companies get access to relevant real-time data about companies and the supply chain performance. So also you can assess the supply chain performance. So things like, you know, if you're talking of measuring the OTIF on time in full, you can actually do these evaluations in real time. And you can have this KPI or KRA being updated and, you know, being known to the senior management in real time. You don't have to wait for a month-end report and a lot of data analysis, etc. So this allows decision makers to keep better track of the movement of products, inventory, and the ability to use this streamlined data to improve operational efficiencies. If you are able to see the problems in real time, it also gives you the opportunity to make corrections. So if you find something is going wrong, if you find that some product has stocked out or the inventory levels have fallen very low, then you don't have to wait for a certain time when the data will be available. You know the thing in real time and you can initiate the appropriate action, which could be like, you know, changing the production plan, changing the priorities in production, making a product which is very crucial for the customer, giving it a priority and replenishing these stocks. Vendor performance. So ERP system makes it easier for organizations to make quantitative and qualitative factors of respective vendors through the metrics such as cycle time, cost, bottleneck, errors, rates, etc. You can measure all these things through the ERP system. Most of this information will be captured by the ERP system. In turn, it helps in making better, more informed business decisions and performance improvement with the current market. So once you have the feedback, once you have the decisions, it's easy to, one, take the decisions. So if you have to choose between vendors, you would look at the vendor assessment or the vendor performance and you would know which vendor is more cost effective. So it could be that there is a vendor who is providing the products at a slightly cheaper rate. But if you find that there are a large number of errors which are actually contributing to additional cost in your system or stoppage of your production, so these kind of things can be corrected and avoided. Material requirement planning. So material requirement planning refers to the planning, scheduling and inventory control systems to manage the manufacturing process. Material requirement planning basically refers to what is the material you require for a schedule that has been drawn up. So that means you have a master production schedule and you want to produce a particular material by a particular date. So for that, when do you require the raw materials? What is the quantity of the raw material which is required? So these can be addressed by the material requirement planning and we will see how that is done. An ERP system is seen to be an extension of this and having a supply chain management module integrates into the ERP can only make the MRP feature stronger. Because as we said, in an ERP, it can compute large number of products, large number of bill of material. It can blow up the bill of material. That means based on the master production schedule, you know what are the finished products which are required. And for those finished products which need to be produced or manufactured, you can find out what is the bill of material, what are the components required, what are the raw materials required. And the system will simultaneously check what are the raw materials which are already on stock or materials which are on order which are yet to arrive. So it can very accurately tell you what is the shortfall and what is the quantity or what are the numbers which need to be ordered. An integrated SCM ERP provides the comprehensive management system that allows for integration of transactions, material planning and other functions into a single system. We have said this again and again in the previous chapter, because the ERP system, there is no duplication of data. All information is held in one place and this makes it very, very accurate, reliable system, and you can have a very high degree of accurate planning in a single system. Risk and fraud prevention. So a good ERP system can prevent frauds and theft by giving total visibility into operations and facilities, user-based roles to access and modify the data. Now in an ERP system, like any IT system, you have the access control. So there are people authorized to change, modify or create certain kind of a data. And there are people who are monitoring these activities. So you have total traceability in the system. For example, if you have received a material, every kg of the material or every component which is received, where it is used, can be traced in the system. Also, all the transactions, only the authorized people can carry out the transactions. So basically, it ensures that you cannot cheat the system, and there is a total traceability available in the system. So it prevents any kind of a cheating or a fraud, you know, and this kind of risk can be minimized. An integrated SCM or ERP can increase the flexibility of supply chain, easily link important information with other business applications, therefore increasing the integration and can reduce the cost. So generally we adopt a ERP system from one particular company, but there are very specialized modules available for specific area. So it could be that while you have ERP from one single system, let us say your supply chain module you may want from another company, or let us say your shipping and logistics module you want from another ERP provider. So these can be integrated, and companies normally do that. Normally the accounts and finance module, they will take it from one company. The customer relations relationship management module, they will buy it from another company. Generally, they will pick and choose the best in each of the class and integrate into their existing ERP system. So what are the technologies popularly used worldwide? So there is logistics and distribution, and sales and customer service. So logistics and distribution. So what are the modules which are dealing with the logistics and distribution and production? So you have the planning, the production system, the production, the product costing, quality management, plant maintenance, material requirement planning, purchasing, invoice verification, inventory management, procurement, etc. Okay. And in sales and customer service, the modules are the general ledger, the account receivable. General ledger will capture all the financial transactions. Account receivable mainly deals with the money that you owe from the market. So that means whatever are the receivables from your customers, what are the purchase orders, the warehouse management system, the market research and analysis, profitability analysis, which is the margin management, sales and distribution. So you know, what are the sales you have made, which are the products you have sold, to whom you have sold it, demand analysis and tracking, and asset and inventory management. So these are the key modules as far as the sales and customer service are concerned. So ERP facilitates planning of the 5 M's of the enterprise. And what are those 5 M's? They are the man, machine, material, money, and the markets. And some of the key issues addressed are integration with the global standards, integrating the value chain, regular process improvement, positive change in culture, and changed market conditions. Integration with global standard, because most of the ERP systems, they incorporate the industry standards in certain operations. So I remember when we changed from one ERP system to another, the best practices which were being offered by the ERP solution, we actually migrated to that. So it gives you the opportunity to move to a more advanced or a more a progressive form of systems. And generally these are global standards, means the practices which are globally followed in the current times. Integrating the value chain, this is understandable because the entire value chain is covered under ERP, and everything, you have a high level of visibility. Regular process improvement, because again, some of the processes which are contained in the ERP, and one must understand that the ERP systems are normally not designed only for a particular kind of industry. They can be applied across a wide range of industries. So whether it is automobile or it is chemical industry or it is a textile industry, paper industry, so the nature of the industry can be different. The processes in the ERP can be configured, they can be adapted to various kind of industries. So there is a scope for process improvement. So you can actually, again, like the first case, there are best practices which you can adopt. A positive change in culture. So naturally, when you are going to a better practice than the one you are already following, so it brings about a positive change, because obviously we call them the best practice because they have some inherent advantage, or they guard against certain risks, or they offer some unique positive advantage. Changed market conditions. So even you can see that today you have a lot of this taxation changes, etc. So in the ERP system, this can be managed much more easily. The way you can configure the taxes, so if the government tomorrow changes some tax laws and you have to charge some new kind of a tax, or you have to compute the tax in a different way, so in an ERP system, these kind of changes can be configured without much effort. In the traditional system, where the programs were hard coded, any change were very difficult and they were time consuming. Also here, what happens is in the ERP, the companies which supply the ERP, they are catering to a large number of clients, a large number of customers in a particular country. So any regulatory changes, any regulations, any taxation changes, they make the changes and they implement these changes throughout all the customers. So it's much more easier rather than you discreetly having to engage people and get changes done in your system. So this is another advantage or issue which is addressed by the ERP system. So major aspects of the desirable implementation strategies for a ERP package are planning for the ERP, ranking of the activities, need for a consultant, and involving the organization. So we will see this one by one. So planning for the ERP. The organization is thought of as a chain or a sequence of activities where each link in that chain adds value to the final customer. So we have seen that even in supply chain, and the same is true for any other area. So even if you look at sales and distribution, etc., every chain, every activity adds value, okay, adds value to the final customer. Viewing each activity in terms of its final delivered value is necessary for the following reasons. And what are those reasons? So activities that do not add value can be eliminated or at least marginalized. These needs to be done prior to ERP implementation to the extent possible in order to prepare the organization for a new supply chain. So one thing we said, that ERP generally offers you the best practices. I have been involved in two ERP implementations, and generally the ERP team, the company which offers the ERP, they will tell you of the best practices. So when you have a dialogue with them, you discuss the processes and they will give the option of switching to the best practice which is available at that point of time. So in doing so, they will also question some of your practices and try to understand why you really require to do certain things. And wherever you find that there are activities which are non-value-adding, so like one example we had taken, we had talked about the warehousing. If you are just producing the material and storing it in a warehouse, then it's not a value creation, but it's a value destruction, because the warehouse is costing you money. And if you are blocking your money in inventory, you're blocking your working capital, and the warehouse does not come free, because the operations of the warehouse, the administrative cost, etc., there is a cost to it. So the emphasis is on removing or eliminating the non-valuating activities. Or if you cannot eliminate it because of the nature of your business, you try to minimize it. Identification of value-adding activities can be followed by an analysis of their interrelationship. So I think it's fairly simple statement.